我跟你大家弟兄姐妹讲，我讲道呢，就是讲的靠着神的话语来讲。我知道很多人听了以后说不要再听了，听得我太不舒服，到那个教堂，另外一个教堂要听那20分钟，讲道又短，又使得我讨我的欢喜，又舒服。哎，这个教会就好了，跑到你这个教会来，嘿呀，跑到这来跟你讲的好不舒服，我下次还再来吗？我跟你弟兄姐妹讲，我是故意愿意忠实的把主耶稣的话语讲出来。我在利物浦已经讲过，凡是你们这整个教会里面大家弟兄姐妹，我是爱你们，但是你们全部走光对我也不要紧。我下个礼拜就是一个人站在这里的话，我还是把神的话语讲出来。如果你们要听简单短短的听几个故事的话，那么当然有很多别的教会可以参加。我在香港那次去，真是听得很有兴趣。怎么样呢？从头至尾都是讲故事，他讲了一个故事，讲完又是一个故事，讲完又是一个故事，还听了正是滋滋有味的时候啊，就结束了，阿门一句完了。后来我就想一想，哎，这个信息到底是什么？我故事听完了还不知道什么是信息到底是什么。但是不要紧，很多人不是来听信息，要听故事嘛。听完故事也觉得不错，或者里面记得一个，哎，这个故事不错，下次跟朋友讲一下，他也觉得很有兴趣。啊，这种就很好了，拿去跑到你们这教会里面来，哈，坐在那儿坐了一个半钟头，坐得我好累啊，啊，那么还没有人来表演，或者起码几个人唱几首好听的歌嘛，这个也听不到，跑来听了主的话语，跑得我好不舒服。不要紧，我跟你讲，我因为我知道到最后教会里面所剩下的人，就是真正要知道神的话语的那些个人，其他的人我知道早晚都会走掉的，我也不拉着他们，我知道他们在别的地方舒服一点，但是我知道剩下来的人，那是最主火热的心在那儿，这个教会就成为一个属灵的教会，这个教会的根基就可以打得稳了。 So then let us consider what the Lord Jesus has said to us. He is examining our faith and we are building a churchWith people in it whose faith can stand up to examination. And so those people who do not wish to be put through this kind of a spiritual x-raying Sunday by Sunday, of course they will look for another church. They will go to a church where you have a very short message, where you don't have to sit on a hard bench for 1.5 hours. And after that grueling session where you didn't even have the relief of 1 or 2 nice soloists to sing a nice song for you, after 1.5 hours you say, oh, no.After this, I feel so, the word of Jesus has made me so uncomfortable. I look for another church where I can hear some nice stories. 20 minutes of it is over. We have a nice few songs from a beautiful choir, and you guys don't even have a choir. And then after this, oh yes, I know where to go. Okay, that's fine with me. But I am aiming to preach the word of God. If not one person wants to hear the word, it's okay with me. I'm going to preach the word of God as Jesus wants me to preach it.And in the end, I know that this church will be full of people, only of that kind of people, who are not afraid to be spiritually x-rayed, who really mean business with God. And then we're going to have a church built on a solid foundation. So then we see that Jesus has challenged our faith. Jesus has examined our faith and said, is your trust in me or in your earthly security? How do you answer that question?I will not be surprised if the majority of us, of those here, are going to confess, well, I believe in God and I believe in the earthly security. I'm going to have both. I'm going to make sure that I have a road to retreat on. If God doesn't help me out in my difficulty, at least I can get back on my earthly security. And that you call faith. That is faith, according to your definition.Little wonder the world looks at the church and says, oh dear me, this kind of people say they believe in God. In what way do you believe in God? 所以我们说我们信神了，是是是，我一个信靠上帝，但是我也信靠我的财宝，而万一上帝呢没有救我的时候，我还有我的财宝来救我，如果我在困难的时候还有我的财宝， 来解围啊。这种叫做信耶稣，信上帝，怪不得整个教会假冒伪善，外面的那些个飞机都出来笑你。这种是信上帝，那你这样信上帝，我又会信上帝。他说我有我的财宝在那个银行里面呢，你叫我信上帝，我说好好好，信上帝，阿们阿们，好了。你要我说哈利路亚，我又会说，这个叫信上帝。主耶稣说我不允许你们这样做，我要你们知道我是谁，我要你们知道我是不是创造万有 的上帝。所以才继续下去的就说，你看看天上的飞鸟，地上的花草，他们怎么样了？有没有需要？我供应他们的需要，现在我要你们经验，我能不能够供应你们的需要？你敢不敢信靠我呢？你物质上不肯信靠我，属灵上怎么信靠我呢？在这一些事情上，弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲，我在这讲道不是吹一口气而已，长论的这个长篇大论讲完而已。我自己经过很多年的信靠主，把这段圣经在我的经验里面活出来的。如果我没有活出这段圣经来，我站在这里没有资格跟你们讲话。我自己是假冒伪善，因为我自己活出这段圣经来，我自己的生命是本着 这段圣经活的。我说你怎么知道上帝是真实的？我为什么在这讲福音了？我别的地方找不到有一碗饭吃吗？不是，我讲福音因为我知道福音是真的，这话语是真的，上帝是可靠的。我怎么知道上帝是可靠的？我怎么知道他永生的话语是可靠的？因为我今生的话语是可靠的。我自己把我的生命放在上帝的手里面很多很多年，不要说银行里面寄存的，我连收入常常都根本是很是稀少，但是我一年一年看到上帝的供应，我知道我的上帝是真的，因为我依靠他，我依靠他，看到他没有一次在我的困难里面没有来帮助我。如果我跟你们讲我很多很多年里面的经验，我这一讲可以讲好几个钟头。我在中国三年大陆里面怎么样天天供应我的需要，一个钱都没有，早上起来这个中午中饭是怎么吃也不知道，我中早饭根本不吃的，没有早饭吃的，但是中饭起码还吃一顿饭，一天吃一顿饭总需要吧。上帝每一天每一天供应我的需要，每一天早上我们起来就不知道怎么做，跪下来说主啊，我今天没饭吃，主你供应我的需要吧，你供应天上的飞鸟啊，田里面的野草啊，花草，他们的需要就得到，你的孩子的需要请你今天照顾吧。没有一次上帝没有供应我的需要。所以我在这里跟大家弟兄姐妹讲到的时候，不在这里吹一口热气而已，我知道我所讲的上帝是谁，他的言语是信实的，是可靠的，到今天一直是如此啊！依靠上帝一路一路走。如果今天我不得没有收入，人方面来说我失业的话，可以说几个礼拜里面我们就可以饿死，连我们所有的东西变卖掉不知可以活多久。我没有地上的财宝可以长期来保来供应我自己的需要或者我家庭的需要。不要说退休啊，我退休一个饭一点饭都没得吃的。大概在今天的时候，没有一个教会讲到牧师退休怎么样生活，大概我们不需要退休的，马上上天堂。所以你在世界上某一个公司里面做事情呢，他们还给你退休以后，他每个月还给你钱，牧师退休吃什么饭了？但是我接受一份工作的时候，有没有说，哎，我这份工作不接受，你先呢在那个写好我退休以后得到多少钱，不然我这个再过几十年呢，这个退休了我怎么样生活啊？还有另外一点， 在世界上，你无论什么工作里面，每一年他们调节你的收入，因为物价上涨什么东西，他们在调节你们的收入。牧师的收入一年不改的，所以呢，我发现了很多年的主的工作里面呢，5年前所得到的，5年后还是这么多。所以呢，你不靠主而活呢，传道的工作都做不好，早已经做不成。但是我们看到呢，除非你能够信你的上帝，你怎么活下去？或者你为养老起见了，还是不要传福音了。 And so we see that God puts our faith through this test. He wants to examine us whether or not we are going to trust in Him for our needs, or we are going to trust in earthly security. And I share with you that when I preach this word of God to you, I am not blowing hot air. I have tested this word of God, otherwise I have no right to preach it. I know whom I have believed. I have staked my physical life on Him for years, and how He has supplied all my needs in China for those 3 years. How many times I got up in the morning not knowing where I was going to get my lunch. Never mind breakfast, I never had breakfast. To this day, I don't eat breakfast. I have no habit to eat breakfast anymore. Every day, I look to God, and I say, Lord, here is your child. I don't know where I'm going to get my lunch, my food, but you are my Father. I look to you for my supply. And never once did He fail me. How many years I lived in England, the English government, because I'm a Chinese citizen, would never allow me to work. And yet God supplied all my needs. You think I don't want to work? Sure I want to work. But God will not allow me. He was going to teach me this lesson year after year after year. Right through college, through university, everything, God supplies all my needs. I look only to Him. My God can be trusted. And amazing things that He does. When I was going to come to Europe from Hong Kong, when I came out of China, I stopped for a short time in Hong Kong. How was I going to get to Europe? I had no money. The Chinese government allowed me to take out 10 Chinese dollars. And how far does 10 Chinese dollars get me in Hong Kong? I don't remember what is the exchange rate at that time, but I think it was maybe 20 or 30 Hong Kong dollars. How was I going to get to live in Hong Kong, never mind get to Europe? And yet God, when I prayed and waited upon Him, made one thing clear to me. I am going to take you to Europe. I want you to go there. And so I did all kinds of things, looking for jobs, because I know that Christians don't sit there and wait for the food to drop down. The birds don't open their mouths and the food drops out of the sky. You speak about the birds go around and look for the food. Sure they do. God never taught us to be lazy. Laziness is a first-rate crime in the Christian life. I had unfortunately dismissed one of my co-workers in England because of laziness. We don't tolerate laziness. And so we find that God wants us to work and do our part, but God has a way of teaching us to trust in Him. And so I looked for jobs, and I got some jobs, but none of them were the right things. None of them would have earned enough for me to get very far. A mission school offered me 160 Hong Kong dollars. Imagine how you're going to live on that. I got another very good job that offered me near $1,000 a month, Hong Kong dollars, that is, at that time, which is a long time ago. But the Lord wouldn't allow me to take it. You see, they wanted somebody who was permanent. And as a Christian, I felt I had to be honest with them and told them that I would not be permanent. Now, in Hong Kong, where there's so much unemployment, of course, the ideal job was a permanent job. And yet here was I who only could work for a year because God wanted me to go to Europe. So I said, I'm a Christian, I'll tell you honestly. I'm going to work only for 1 year. And so they asked me to reconsider, and if I didn't reconsider, I could not have the job. And having gone through this, I went onto the ships to talk to the captains to say, look, can you give me a job as a cabin boy, sweep the deck, whatever you like, work in the kitchen, engine room, I'd like to go to Europe. And some of them very kind, but they said, look, we have full complement of crew, we can't take you. But God did a wonderful work. So all these things He had always to teach me. You know what God did? Beyond all my expectations. He spoke to a woman in America. I think I shared this with some of you before. And spoke to her in her time of prayer and said, I want you to go to Hong Kong. You say, what for? He says, you go there first and I'll tell you then. God always leads one step at a time. If you came to Hong Kong, saying, what does the Lord want me to do here? She's quite a wealthy woman. And finally, the Lord made it clear to her. Her job was to get my passage and pay my passage to Europe, and then her job would be finished. She came all the way from Hong Kong, from America, from Portland, Oregon, in the United States, to Hong Kong, to fix my fare, my passage to Europe. And the day I got on the ship, the next day she flew back to the States and said, praise God, now I know what God sent me here to do. I thought to myself at that time, isn't it amazing? Could it be that there is nobody in Hong Kong who can hear God's voice, that God has to send somebody over from Portland, Oregon, all the way from the other part of the world, to do just one job? From that time afterwards, I never received anything fine from her, but just to do that one job to send me to Europe. Isn't that amazing? God took me out of Shanghai to Hong Kong and brought a person from America over to Hong Kong to send me to Europe. It's only when you know God's ways, and there's much more to it than that, and I have to be very brief right now. When you know God's ways, you know He never fails. If He tells you to do something, He's going to see that you get it done, if you are willing to walk with Him. God can be trusted. But if you never start, how do you know He can be trusted? What is your faith based on? Now Jesus is challenging you, say, trust me to supply your needs. You have a family to look after, sure you do. So does the preacher. Some people seem to forget the preachers also have family. And so God supplies their every need. 上帝是完全信实可靠的。上帝是亲眼的上帝。我在我的经验里面多少年试验到上帝的可靠，不但是中国那些年到了英国，因为我是中国的公民，在英国不能工作，很多很多年在英国，怎么样生活呢？上帝供应我所有的需要，是不是我英国很多朋友呢？ 我一个朋友都没有，我到英国去的时候，一个人也不认识。经过圣经学院，再经过大学，再经过神学院，经过那些东西多少年的念书，你想想看，这是经费有多大？上帝供应我所有的需要，感谢主。上帝是信实的，所以呢，你要依靠你世上的财宝的话。 你就经验不到上帝的奇妙。主耶稣给我们的属灵的挑战就是说，你试试看我的，我是不是信实的？你不敢试，你还说你信上帝吗？你不敢遵照他的话语来生活。我刚才也是分享的，就是我在香港的时候，上帝怎么样供应我的需要到欧洲去？我出大陆的时候，一共人民币10块钱，那所有的钱财就是那么多。 我们在中国大陆所有的东西全部损失掉，我带个10块钱出来，上帝一年一年的供应我所有的需要。那么这批船费到欧洲来怎么去法呢？我根本没有钱嘛，上帝就供应了。怎么样呢？我不是说上帝供应就坐在那儿不做事，不是做基督徒就可以懒惰。做基督徒一个很大的罪就是懒惰。 我在英国一个童工呢，我就把它这个辞掉，就是因为他太懒惰，做工作呢做得不够，所以我就很抱歉。出于爱，我非常爱他，但是我跟他说，如果你继续这样，你就没有办法，就把你辞掉。每一个基督徒应该是个努力的人，不是个懒惰的人。但是主耶稣在香港的时候就在训练我，我一直找工作，但是主呢不开这些个门给我。 怎么样供应我的需要到欧洲去非常奇妙，就是从美国这个 Portland, Oregon 那个地方，差遣他的仆人到香港去。这个仆人就在祷告里面，不是一个传教人，是一个普通的一个姐妹，这位大概60几岁的一位姐妹，非常爱主，跟主的关系非常亲密。那他在祷告里的时候呢，上帝就跟他讲。 上帝说：“我要你到香港去。”他说：“到香港去做什么？我也从来没有到过香港，从来没有离开美国。”上帝说：“你去，我要你去。你到了那里的时候，我再跟你讲你要做什么。”上帝带领总是一步一步来的，凡是跟过上帝带领的都知道。 那么他就到了香港去信服上帝的指带领的指示。到了香港的时候，就是说主要现在我在这里，你要我做什么呢？啊，那个时候等了几个礼拜之后，上帝就跟他讲了，他找来找去也不知道上帝要他做什么。过了几个礼拜，上帝就跟他讲，我要你呢把这个我的孩子呢送到欧洲去。这位太太有一笔款子，不是他自己的，是他先生的，但是呢他有一笔款子呢，就是上帝要他呢用这笔款子呢把我送到欧洲去。奇妙不奇妙，中国上帝把我从中国带出来，从上海带到香港来，再把他从美国带到香港来，把我送到欧洲去。我从来没有认识过这个人，以后从来也没有再收他的钱。上帝的工作就是把就要他做一件事情，就是把我送到欧洲去。这多奇妙，你想想看。我当初就想，难道香港没有一个爱主的人能够听到神的话语呢？上帝要把一个人从美国送到这边来呢？但是上帝的作为有他自己的道理，那么把我送到美国去，送到欧洲去。而如果说到美国去这个问题，我也可以跟大家分享一下。要依靠上帝呢，必须要顺从上帝的旨意，在一切事情上。怎么样做顺从上帝的旨意呢？我在香港的时候，因为美国的一个机关来找我，这美国机关呢，就是说我们对你非常有兴趣，我也不知道他们什么地方听到我这个人，我刚从大陆出来，不知道他们怎么听到我这个无名小卒啊。那么他们来找我说，我们就需要像你这种人才，我要把你送到美国去。我说送我到美国去干什么呢？他说去念书啊。我说念什么书？他说念随便什么，他们是个教会机关。我说什么叫念什么？他说你要念什么你就念什么，我们凡是供应你的需要，供应你的需要。我说你要念医你就念医，你要念工程你就念工程，反正我们担保供应你的需要。这个想做好，好像天上落下来的好这个这么一个珠宝啊。但是我知道，如果我这样一回做的话呢，我现在回想可以看到，我就很多年没有机会依靠上帝，因为这个机构就供应我的需要了。那么我为这个事情祷告，祷告以后呢，上帝说你不可以接受这个奖学金。那当初我问这个教会机关，我说这个奖学得到这个奖学金有什么条件？他说没有条件。我说以后我是不是要还钱给你们？他说没有，不要你还钱。但是我说你问要我什么东西？你这个白白送给我这个几年的念书是什么意思？他说没有意思，意思就是说我们知道你是基督徒，我们呢就是觉得你是一个很好的天才，那么我们就想有一件事情，就是将来呢你成为教会里面的工作的时候，成为教会的领袖的时候呢，那么就对我们或者在我哪一个职会里面，如果你不是成为教会的领袖呢，就是或者你成为一个大医生或者工程师什么呢，你就记得我们，那么纪念我们啊，或者能够帮助我们呢，就在经济上或者其他方面帮助我。但是我祷告之后就不接受，他们大概觉得很稀奇，哪有给你那么好的奖学金你不接受？但是主不许我接受，他要我走比较困难的一条路，但是更美好的一条路。在这个事情之后，就是主就开了路了，就差了那位太太过来呢，把我送到欧洲来了。那很多年在欧洲看到上帝的供应，我跟大家弟兄姐妹分享这件事情，做我自己个人的见证，上帝是完全可靠的。但是你怎么知道？你就听我的话，你怎么知道？你自己没有经验到，我的经验不是你的经验。上帝在每个人的生活里面有不同，上帝呢要给我们个人一个机会，看看他能不能够也供应你的需要。我感谢主，上帝的作为非常非常奇妙，他给我们一个属灵的挑战，你愿意不愿意接受这个挑战呢？所以今天呢，我跟大家弟兄姐妹研究到这一点，我们要另外再简单的问一个问题： 主耶稣这里跟我们说这句话，是不是一个法律呢？是不是说你不可，这里说不要，他没有说不可，他又说不要为自己积攒钱财钱宝财宝在地上，这是不是个法律呢？是不是个基督徒就不可以这样做？如果这样做是犯罪的，这个是不是一个诫命？弟兄姐妹，这个不是诫命，这个跟诫命就不同，在什么地方？哎，你说是不是诫命？这个我的心也轻松的多了。哎，这个一个算了，好了，这里听进去，那边出去就算了。说听了这个不错，就算了算了算了，不是诫命，我不需要做。不是诫命，不等于不需要做。不要太快的得到这个结论啊！不是诫命，但是还是一条法则，一个属灵的法则。是什么意思？诫命跟法则不是，诫命是有法律性的，就是什么意思呢？就是说你如果不这样做的话啊，比如说世界上的一个法律，你如果不这样做的话，警察就来找你了。但是有另外一些个东西呢，一些事情呢，虽然不是法律上的诫命，但是一样的重要。怎么样重要法呢？就是说我们大家都知道，你如果吃脂肪的时候是很危险的，你可以得到心脏病，你的生命就得到损害。比如说啊，或者吃很多这个酒精的时候，吃酒吃过多的时候，就容易得到心脏病，各种各样的病。但是呢，有没有一条诫命说脂肪对你身体不好，你不可以吃？没有，因为你如果是这样写法呢，以后下次你吃牛油的时候，马上警察来抓你了，把你抓去，你等等吃牛油不可以吃的啊！你犯了我们的诫命。但是这个时候啊，没有法律说我不可以吃牛油，所以我就不要紧了，吃牛油没有危险吗？当然不是了，因为这是一个生命的原则在里面。生命的原则就是这样，你违背了这个原则，你自己就吃亏了，你自己赔上你自己的性命。这个可以说比诫命更厉害，因为诫命可以罚你这个你车子停了不对的地方，就给他罚了十几块钱啊，这是诫命，你违背了个诫命，十几块钱就罚去了。但是你违背了生命的原则的时候，你就用自己的生命赔上去。主耶稣跟这里跟我们讲的是个生命的原则，不是一个诫命，乃是个生命的原则。但是你不靠生命的原则而活的时候，你就把自己的命就赔上去。如果我知道抽烟可以生在我的气管里面，然后在肺里面生毒瘤的时候，虽然国家没有说我不许你抽烟，但是我知道生命的原则，肉体生命的原则里面，我如果抽烟的时候我可以生了毒瘤，那你每一次抽烟的时候，你有没有马上死呢？没有马上死的。有没有警察来抓你了？马上来抓你，没有人来抓你的。但是你把你自己的命给赔上去，你危害了你自己的性命，这个是所谓生命的原则的道理。主耶稣这里没有给我们一个诫命，但是他给我们一个属灵生命的原则。你违背了这个生命的原则的时候，你就是把你属灵的生命呢一步一步的赔上去。所以你不要说哦，不是诫命我不要遵守，呵呵，你可见属灵生命的原则是更重要。你不照他这个生命的原则去生活的时候，你属灵的生命，永久的生命就要危害到。 This is then a commandment of the Lord that we may not store up treasure on earthIt is not a legal commandment. Jesus did not say, I legally forbid you under the immoral law that you may not store up treasure on earth. You store up treasure on earth, this means you have not technically sinned. You have not technically sinned because it is not a commandment, a moral commandment in terms of law, in a legal sense. And you may say, well, that's fine then, in that case I don't have to obey it. That's fine, I'm feeling good now. Not so far. What is not a legal law is nonetheless important, because here we are dealing with a principle of life. Now, you may not break a law, but you have violated a principle of life. And when you violate a principle of life, you threaten your life as much as breaking any law, in fact, even worse. Breaking a law may not cost your life. Breaking a parking law may mean some dollars taken away in a fine. That's not very serious. But breaking a principle of life endangers your life and your eternal existence in this case. So, for example, there is no law which forbids you to smoke. But you know that smoking endangers your lungs. It increases the probability that you're going to get lung cancer and you're going to get heart attack. So every time you smoke, what happens? Do the police come and grab you? No, because you haven't broken any law. But does that mean that you are safe? Not at all. Because you have done something that violates the principle of physical life. You are doing something dangerous. The same would be true of alcohol, of drugs, of all these things. None of which, say, in the case of alcohol, there is nothing illegal about drinking the strongest drink you can get hold of. No police will come to grab you if you go to the shop and buy 50 bottles of the most powerful drink. There's no law against it. But if you drink that thing down, you have broken a principle of life. You endanger your life. So then Jesus is then teaching us the principle of life. How to walk with God. How to come to know that He is the living God. He is giving you the challenge. I have said before, it is not God who is afraid of the challenge. It is we who back down. He says, prove me and see. I will never fail you in your physical needs. If you are obedient to me, you do what I tell you to do, and I will do my part. Isn't that a fair test? Everybody says, I want to be able to prove God's word is true. God gives you the chance to prove it. Go ahead and try. My God never fails. I know this to be true. May God speak to each one of our hearts. Let us now be quiet before God in prayer. Rawal and Megaran, Shanti the Mentian, King Latal the Fai Yusu Ho, Anjing Sukal, Sai Chu Zhu, Shanwan Megaran, King Yuman Shohua.